Here in the eastern city, Bukavu, near the border with Rwanda, former child soldiers are getting free language lessons at a facility run by the United Nations Children Agency, UNICEF. The director, Morhabazi Nawegabe, points to a board indicating which militias the children came from. This young woman used to be a sexual slave for one of the militias. She says she ran away and wants to stay here. The director says he hopes Congo's new army will have no children. He says he hopes children in his country will be allowed to have a life with notebooks and pens rather than guns and grenades. Now, Igabi says the recently appointed government needs to do more to make sure children can be fully rehabilitated. He says many are rejected by their families because of what has happened to them. UN officials say several thousand children are still in armed groups that have yet to be demobilized. They say they are paying close attention to issues surrounding former child soldiers. The UN Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict is on a week-long visit. After meeting with top government officials, including the defense minister earlier this week, Radhika Kumaraswamy says she is optimistic.
For the first time, a commitment being made to deal with these issues very effectively. I think the issue of children will be kept in the public eye, because if they don't deal with it, especially with armed children, and don't reintegrate them, possibly these children become centers of instability.
But last month, other UN officials said they had evidence several hundred children had already been deployed as soldiers within the country's new post-war army. Nico Columbans, VOA News, Dakar.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。